Blog Talk Radio.
We gon' get this whole club jumping, shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping, hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
Baby, this ain't tricking, we got it. Hold up what you want at the bar, we pops it. Hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
We gon' get this whole club jumping, shorty on the dance.
Radio, Heaven Hollywood with all the members of Dollhouse Radio. I'm going to have Miss O.D. with me tonight. Of course, going to have my co-host, India Morrell. I'm going to have Miss Audie Good in the building. So, it's going to be one of those crazy nights. The number here is 646-595-4038. And once again, it is hot sugar, the hot sugar that stirs the tea. You want the tea, you need the sugar in it. All the exclusives and celebrity news, porn, reality TV, and Twitter. So, let's get it cracking. I have my boy Dezo leading us in, which y'all know what it is, featuring Cassidy, Hustler. So, we got a lot of things popping up. First of all, we're going to do some breaking news. It is reported that Kim Kardashian, Northwest, Kylie, and Khloe were in a car accident down in Montana. Now, they are okay. But they were in a car accident. That was Khloe was driving. It was Kim. She had her baby, Northwest, with her, and Kylie Jenner, her sister. And they were in an accident. However, they were not injured. They came away from the accident okay. It was over in Montana. They said it was very icy. I mean, if it's very icy, Khloe's the wrong person to be letting drive. Because Khloe's reckless. Khloe should not be driving. Very lucky and fortunate that nothing happened to him. I've seen Kim put something on her Instagram that said, thank God for watching over us, blah, blah, blah. So they're okay. But, you know, it's icy over in Montana. They said that people were steady sliding across the road. There was a lot of accidents in that time. Why did they have Khloe driving? Didn't Khloe have problems on the road like years ago? I know she was drunk at the time with a DUI. I know she wasn't drunk at the time, but Khloe's the wrong one because Khloe has a reckless attitude. So she shouldn't be driving. That's the first thing. I believe I have Army online. Me, I was one of the cast members from Hot Sugar. Ari's on line 3. I believe this is her.
Hi.
Welcome back. Another week.
Thank you.
we were talking about here, I had to do some, before we went into it, I got some breaking news that there was a car accident over in Montana where, you know, the car, Kim, Chloe, she had Northwest with her in the car, and Kylie Jenner.
I'm pretty sure Kanye probably lost his mind thinking anything could have happened to his kid.
Right, and I would too. I, you know, that's the type that I would say, you know what, from now on, just don't take her nowhere. See, because don't take her anywhere. First of all, he's gonna go nuts. You know how he feels about that little girl. Rightfully
yeah.
so. I do
rightfully
the same thing
so.
About my
yeah.
child. Everybody feels that way about their baby. I mean, and you're over in Montana. First thing I'm gonna find out is who was driving. And as soon as she says cluck, that's it.
But my thing is Montana. None of you motherfuckers live in Montana, so why didn't you have a chauffeur driving you if
right.
you guys were doing a pit stop in the state?
Right. You're over there. They said you had to see people sliding across the it said it was a lot of accidents. People were slipping and sliding. It was on an ice-covered road.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like I said, when you drive, it takes a lot. It takes personality to drive on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to channel your emotions when you're driving, because you're not only driving for yourself, you're driving for other people. So,
mm-hmm.
Chloe is the most reckless one. She's the wrong person to be having on ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, as soon as it started raining, snowing, whatever, I would have said, "Up, Chinese fire drill, bitch, get it in the back." You just get in the back and watch Noah. You know, I don't need you nowhere near this wheel.
Mhm. Yep. No, that's well. You know, hopefully, you know, everybody's okay and baby was in a car seat and all that fun stuff.
Right. So, I believe our host Endaya is on line 3.
Everybody know I come in at 11:15. Y'all know I'm late all the time.
Yes, she is.
Wait, but you know what the funny thing is? India don't never go out nowhere, so you'd be like, how are you always late?
Oh, God. I'm out right now, and I'm on my way home. Oh, God. I can't.
Jesus, the hell happened? All right, I'm back. What the hell? All right, we gotta get our people back here. Okay, Ari's back.
Uh huh.
And Dea's back. What the hell is going on?
What happened?
I don't know. I got my left hand bitch with me.
The Illuminati
did
hung us up. The Illuminati did hung us up.
You got to blame everything. It's time to blame that Illuminati. So
blame everything on the Illuminati.
So we, as we see, they got to us for talking about them the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So anyway, Chloe, stay from behind the wheel in bad weather, because you don't know what you're doing. You're emotional. You know, you're a little pissed off that Amber dragged you through Twitter during the week. I understand. You know, you're a little upset that Amber got in your ass. I do want to start off with that because Kanye West paid another visit to the Breakfast Club, which
oh,
I don't know why he did that. See,
this is my
problem with Kanye.
Club.
Yeah, this is my problem with Kanye. If Charlamagne talked about me the way he talked about Kanye, the way he talked about Kanye's wife, the way he's always got some wisecrack. Thank you. I would never
Word.
Go
up.
Now,
no,
he would
talk about me and mine, and then I'm going
right.
to go up there and
he does
yeah,
not need
crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't need Power 105. You know, Kanye
no.
does not need Power 105.
No,
okay?
Uh-uh.
So for him to go up there, I'm like, what? Why are you going up there anyway? There's, like, no reason for you to do that. So he went up there, and if you recall, Amber was
wait a
in.
Minute. I just got to interrupt you real quick. You asked why did Kanye go up there. This is the same person who went on stage at the MTV, at the VMAs, really. They interrupted the award show. I mean, that's why he goes up there. He don't have no sense. Dude is
But the thing about Kanye is that I would have thought after he went up there the first time, a lot of Kanye fans was like, yo, how come you didn't get at this dude? Like, this
right.
dude, you came on, and this dude said, Kanye Kardashian, welcome to the show. Right then and there, I would have said, hold up, bro. Hold up, bro. Let me tell you something. I got nothing to say to you. This is how you should address it. I have nothing to say to you. I'm going to talk to these two people. The moment you say something, I'm just going to ignore you. So you might as well not even talk. If he would have shut him out like that and did every time he asked him a question, he didn't answer him, he would eventually shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he didn't do that. So my thing is this. Amber was up there earlier. We're going to get into that. Now, do you think it was... I believe my opinion was this, and we'll let everyone else. I'll let you guys chime in on it. My opinion was, you know, and we see this happening all the time. If you don't like Kim, and I get into this argument every week. If you don't like Kim Kardashian,
right.
why are you always mentioning her? If you do not like her, why
right.
does her name stay on your breath? Amber had no reason to mention Kim Kardashian. None.
No, you know what it was? You know what it
no.
was?
This
takes me back to high school so much, and I'm like, you motherfuckers got too much money to be playing these games.
Right.
Amber Rose is besties with China. So our best friend goes to you crying. Now Amber should have just taken it in stride and said, you know what, girl, you're right, he ain't shit, whatever. For
right.
her to start going after the girl, if China ain't popping off to Kylie, why are you? That's not your place.
Right.
Right.
You know, so Amber created this mess on her own. I mean, I think it's quite entertaining. And the reality is, they all need to take dirty motherfucking showers. But at the end of the day, that's like one of my girlfriends. If she has an issue with her man, I'll listen to you. But why would I approach the chick that your man's fucking if you're not even addressing it?
Right.
I totally agree with that. I felt as though Amber, you know, lately Amber's been looking pretty much in a good light for a change. A lot of people was with her rocking when the thing with Wiz, when
good
she broke
life.
Up with Wiz. And yeah, good. She was looked upon in a good light as far as what she used to look. Like, I used to be around where Amber used to take slander like Kim Kardashian. But, you know, once she got married, once she got with Wiz, she was...
Yeah, she got a little street cred for that.
Right. Right, she got a street cred, and everybody said, oh, you know, I kind of like Amber. She got pregnant when she came on the radio before Wiz can get and tell his story and said how she was, you know, loyal to him, how he was the one cheating on her. Now, of course, Wiz is going to have a different story, but she beat, you know, that's media 101. You beat him to the punch. So if your story, the first story out there, that's even with media.
Right.
You're gonna, even if you wasn't the one who dropped the, who've got the story, if you put it out first, you're gonna get the credit, and people
right.
are gonna believe. Right, people are gonna believe the first story first. So they started looking at her much in a better light. I felt as though she should have just took the high road. She knows what the Breakfast Club is about. They know Angela Yee's a troublemaker. They know Charlamagne's a troublemaker. And they're going to try to throw questions at you. Amber should have said, no comment. I didn't come up here to talk about the Kardashians. And then, like you said...
that was her platform, though, for her bestie. That was her moment to go ahead and take a stab in the name of her friend.
Mhm.
Right, but the
also
thing
think
is this:
that Amber Rose to me. I also think when she left with Khalifa, her value went down, and she feels like she has to do little stuff now to kind of keep herself relevant. And that's why she's on Instagram taking naked pictures, because she's trying to attract somebody else. It's, that's how they all do. And you know, she's trying to come up right now. Now, I'm not mad at her, but I just think it's kind of funny. Like, you know, like she's doing all this stuff. Like, because she didn't used to do this, because she felt like, you know what, I don't need to do that now, because she was with Wiz. But now that she's not, she feels like...
Going back to the old Amber, so to speak.
Right.
So... Yeah, she basically, so once she got in and made the comment, what she did was made a comment about Kylie, saying that what's his name? The dude that was dating China's baby father, Tiger.
Tiger, yeah.
Saying Tiger should be ashamed of himself, that he's dating a little girl that should be in sleep
by
7 o'clock.
Do anybody know they're dating? Do anybody really know they're dating?
No, but you know what? It is a little kind of freakish where you're spending all your time with this 17-year-old girl. I mean, would you let your child hang out with somebody who's older and in his 20s all the fucking time? They're dating.
Right.
They're dating. It may not be serious, but...
Well,
yeah.
According to Kanye, when he went up on, what was it, the Breakfast Club or whatever it was, he said something along the lines of, I think he made a good move. He got in early.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And talking about how they're
in love
and shit like that.
Them two in love. It's hard to tell people someone they're in love. And that was a day after Tiger was just up there saying that they were just friends. So the very next day, Kanye came up and contradicted everything he said. And Tiger, you may not know, but I do got the screenshots, even though he deleted it. Tiger, a couple of months ago, had a picture of Kylie up on his timeline and said, I be hitting this all day. And then he deleted it. See, I got the screenshot. You can't delete it. Yes, it's on Twitter. It's on there for your entire timeline scroll.
That is
so
out of control.
Why would he do that? That's rape. I mean, that's considered rape. You can't.
Well, it depends what state you're in.
Well, yeah, in California, it actually isn't. I don't know. And in New York, because that's a point he made. He goes, if I did want to date her and I'm not, the age for New York for dating is 17. Boy, I believe.
Yes,
why do you know that?
Both these motherfuckers are from California, so tell me again where New York comes into play.
Why do you know that? Exactly.
Why? Because you were in New York doing the interview.
Because you're researching all the states you could take this little whore. That's why.
So then,
like,
what happened?
Kylie, you can't come to Oregon this month. You gotta wait.
You gotta wait.
To Oregon. I'm sorry.
But you know what? At the end of the day, it's like we tend to take on opinions about shit of other people's lives that they don't even give a fuck about. So I'm like, if Kris Jenner don't give a fuck who her 17-year-old daughter's laying down with, wait a minute. Why do the rest of we?
All this is giving shine to another one of her daughters. It's another
exactly.
way for
we already
to break
know.
Out
I mean, she's
the
one who publicized the fucking Ray J sex tape. So you already know she's not above exploiting her own fucking kids.
They're gonna have a sex tape when she gets like 18, probably. That's crazy.
Who do you think's gonna have a sex tape for? You think Kylie or Kendall? Kendall seems
to
be more about her money.
I hate to say it.
Kylie is embarrassed that they all acting like, or Kendall. Which one is the actual model?
Kendall's the model.
Kendall is embarrassed. She's absolutely, utterly ashamed that all her sisters are whores like that, and she's just trying to stay as far away from it as possible.
Her daddy won't boo, her sister's a whore. I mean, it's
word.
Just like crazy. I mean, poor child. Poor child.
She's
but
the only normal one.
I like the Kardashians, though. I'm going to say this. I actually like Kim Kardashian, I like Khloe, and I like Kourtney. So even though we talk about them, I actually like them.
I'm not feeling Kourtney. I do like Khloe, and I do like Kim. And I like Kendall. I don't really know too much about Kylie. But how that ended up stretching out and continuing through the entire week, which was entertainment for me. So that's stuff to talk about. Khloe then jumped in and said something along the lines of, Ma, we don't talk about you. We never mention you. So why are you mentioning us? You know, we never mention you. You're not even, I think her tweet was, you're not even on our radar.
I want to ask a question to Ari. Ari, being someone and just under the publicist arena, what would you say what's going on right now? Where back in the day, or even a few years ago, people, publicists, would contact them and say, you know what, don't talk, don't say anything. what do you think is going on right now? Because it seems like people are just making crazy comments, and they don't care no more about that. They don't care about what they say.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, right now, publicists really, before you could be like, all right, be quiet, don't say anything, let it flow over.
Right.
But now where your actual clients have access to their own social media accounts, because when social media first popped off, you know, celebrities were like, wait, what? I'm supposed to do this on my own? No, thank you. Where's my assistant? Where's the label? They didn't have control over their own accounts, so it was never a big deal. And then once the technology started picking up, they started realizing social media, you know, gives a way for you to be social, more so with your other celebrity friends or show your fans personally what's going on in your day-to-day besides just what the label or the production company wants you to see. More people started taking control of their own. So the reality is, I know so many publicists right now who are, like, freaking the fuck out because they're like, I have no idea how I'm going to clean this up. And no matter how much they tell their clients to shut the fuck up, at the end of the day, they won't shut up. So it's a mess. It's like, you know, nobody's going to listen to their rep until there's a dead body on the porch. Then all of a sudden everybody's going to be like, oh, I think so-and-so told me to shut up. I think I'll be quiet now.
Right.
I believe one of the sports coaches said, don't press send. That's like the smartest advice I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Don't press send. You know, I mean, you have an opportunity to think about everything that you're getting ready to press. You can look over it and say, nah, maybe I shouldn't say this. Because you're only going to put, you know, later on that week, Kanye shows up at the Breakfast Club, as I was stating, and then they, of course, asked him about Amber. And I think Kanye should have stopped at his first comment. His first comment was just simply, I ain't worried about her. She's just trying to ride the emotional wave. She's just trying to ride the wave.
Wow.
Now, that would have been a perfect, and he should have said, I'm done talking about her. But then they asked him, of course, Angela Yee asked him, does it make you upset that she does that? And he goes, and great answer, but he didn't have to say this. He said, let's be clear. If Kim dated me when I wanted her to date me, then it would have never even been an Amber Rose.
Wow.
And he should have stopped there again.
Right. He should have stopped there because, but he didn't.
Proceed, know your Kanye glory.
So he had then went on and said that it's hard for, I give Kim a lot of credit, because it's hard for a woman to date you after you've dated Amber Rose, after you've been with Amber Rose.
That's fucked up.
Wow.
And that's when he threw in the comment, I had to take 30 showers before Kim let me
start. But you know what the crazy thing, and that's what kills me, to the general public, they're like, oh, that's fucked up. But for those of us in the industry who actually know Kim's track record of the dozens and dozens of men she slept with, that's kind of a funny remark. Like, nigga, do you even know who your wife was fucking? Because I remember when she was about to marry Chris Humphries, and a friend of mine, who's a friend of his, was sitting in the room as various ball players called his phone and said, dude, no disrespect, I don't know you, we've played against each other, boom, 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 or so-and-so from whatever NFL team, boom, 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 just so you know, in case we're ever in the same room with your wife, you know who she got down with. So for those of us who actually know her fucking track record, it's funny how Kanye makes it seem like only indiscretion was fucking Ray J, when it's like, nigga, do you know your wife's track record? Because a lot of us actually do.
We're not going to mention the party in L.A. At the hotel with the, what is it called? Not a game bang, but an orgy.
Anyway,
I'm not
going to
talk about that. Go ahead.
No, you brought it up. Let's talk about it.
It's just so funny, though, how it's like you slander Amber Rose. Her only indiscretion in life, for the most part, on a big scale, was the fact that she was a stripper.
Right.
So the fuck what? Like.
Yeah, so I felt as though Kanye, you know, once he made that comment, you know, people were going to get on light. And then, of course, it took Amber a little while to respond, but I guess she heard about it. And then her first comment was 30 showers, but yet and still, your wife was letting Ray J nut on her face.
Exactly.
So, So then, she basically
we've all
came
done
out,
things we wouldn't want our parents to see, so.
Right. I basically got an exclusive. I put it on the Hot Sugar Instagram, which is new. Y'all can follow
us at Hot Sugar. Ari, yes. Miss OD, I don't think that either one of them have room to talk. Amber Rose was a whore, and Kim Kardashian was too. Like, come on.
Yep.
That's like me and another porn star going back and forth saying, who's not a slut? Like, come on.
Right.
Like, how many movies have you done? Like, come on.
Right.
Like, really? We're not going to even debate that.
I just thought that should have just been. I don't think that Amber, you know, should have mentioned Kim. Cause of course, Kim is the only one who has said nothing about anything.
What does she need to say anything right. for? She got Kanye writing out for her. What she need to?
Right.
That's her spokesperson. She don't need to say shit.
Right. So that's pretty much we're gonna watch what's going on with that. Let's go over to. And I told everybody 2 weeks ago, Bobby Chrissy is coming out of the coma. They are bringing her out of the coma, which I sat on Twitter on Grammy night and got absolutely slandered by hundreds and hundreds of people on Twitter. Said I didn't know what I was talking about. I was making up lies. And I told them that Bobby Chrissy was getting better. And they said,
"Oh, she's talking about."
I don't talk about. She's brain dead. You don't get better when you're brain dead. And I said, "Well, how do you know she's brain? How do you know for a fact she's brain dead?" You know what I mean, I said, "You're going on based on, you know." Listen, I didn't say Bobby Christina jumped up out the bed and started doing cartwheels. I just simply said, she opened her eyes when her grandmother came to her bedside. Now, people that are brain dead still can open their eyes.
Yes.
That don't mean they're not brain dead. I didn't say she wasn't, you know, she's going to be out the hospital tomorrow. And people got all emotional. You know, so, oh, you're making it up. What source do you have? You know what I mean? So, basically, the doctors are bringing her out of the medically induced coma to see if her brain has healed. I guess the notion of her being married to the guy is not true because he has to pretty much beg them to let him see his so-called wife. So that pretty much sums it up for me. I don't think he's not married to her because he would be calling the shots. If he was married to Bobby Chrissy,
if she come out of that coma, he's going to be married to her now. I tell you that much. They get married as soon as she get well. I'm telling you, watch.
Well, no, because, I mean, obviously, you know, you hear things about, like, what really actually happened or they staged it, you know, that she actually has bruises on her body and on her face where it's like, okay, they staged it to make it look like she had a drowning incident but actually got fucked up before he put her in the tub kind of thing.
Wow.
So I'm curious to see how this plays out because if that is true, you know. You know, but if it is true, then hopefully this is that thing that kind of makes her realize, I need to change my life. Like, say, for instance, 30 years from now, she's better, she's living life, and maybe she's a better person because the reality is since her mother died, she's just been a spiraling train wreck. So I pray that she gets better. Do I pray for her more than I pray for anybody else in my personal life? I can't say that I do, but I do wish her well and hope that if she does come out of this, that, you know, that was truly a life-changing experience for her, and it wasn't a waste of God putting breath back in her body for her to still be a fucking junkie.
Right. I pretty much agree. I agree. I hope that, you know, if she does make it back to the point where she can come out of the hospital, she's talking, and once again, to all the Bobby Christina haters out there, I'm not saying that she's, you know, doing jumping jacks right now. I'm just saying that the doctor is pulling her out of the coma to see what's going on, and we just prayers up for Bobby Chrissy and hope she comes back out of it. So, India, your boy Ray J. your boy Ray J. was in the news this week, and not because of Amber Rose saying that he nutted on Kim Kardashian's face. So Ray J, right after, I actually saw Ray J during the All-Star weekend, and this is where it actually, I believe, happened. Ray J ended up calling the police again on Floyd Mayweather's ex-girl, which is now Ray J's girl, Princess Love. And Ray J ended up in a wheelchair because this girl, this girl, he got into a got into an altercation where this girl, he had to call the police on Princess Love. Princess Love was hitting him, hit him in his face. He was trying to get away from her. He slipped and he tore his Achilles. So he was trying to run from the police report said he was trying to get away from her, from him beating. And now, and I know it sounds funny, and I know people laugh at Ray J, but you know what? If Ray J had to clean this bitch clock, then we would have been talking about something else. We've been talking about how he's a woman beater and how he's the domestic violence and how he's your punk because he's a woman. And, you know, this, it's just, it sucks because he comes out of it looking bad either way. Because now people are going to say, Yeah, now people are going to say, this girl put him in the hospital, put him in the wheelchair. But do you think that was the right? If someone does that,
what did he do for her to flip out? Because the reality is, men like to make bitches seem like they're crazy. No, motherfucker, I don't act, I react. What the fuck did you do to make me think it's you?
But he didn't hit her. I mean, he did not hit her. On the police report, they was in a an argument, altercation. With Ray J, it was probably over a woman. You know, more than likely with Ray J, it had something to do with some chick texting or some chick calling or him saying something slick or him telling the people, that's my friend. That's not my God. That's my friend. You know what I mean? So it was something along those lines. And, the last time they had that argument, remember, and me and India talked about this, the next day she was back trying to friend Floyd, back on Floyd's page, trying to re-friend Floyd. I mean, when her and AJ had fell out before. I mean, so my thing is this, is there when we got into this before, is there something, is there a level to be pushed to where you would say, you know what, it wasn't right for him to hit her, but I understand.
I'm not an advocate for beating women. I am, however, an advocate for shaking the shit out of a bitch. So,
sometimes we need to be shaken. I'm not going to lie.
Yes. I'm just saying.
I'm with you.
If they was
sometimes
getting in
we
at that point,
we say
man.
Things that we aren't supposed to.
We say shit that we know is going to piss you off.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to give a bitch some shaking baby syndrome.
Oh, God.
For real. I bet you had he done that the first time, he wouldn't have been in the wheelchair today. I bet you that.
Mm-hmm. Would have torn Achilles. Poor Ray J. So he had to end up canceling his, and now
I know you wasn't about to say store and no retarded shit like
no,
that.
No. What happened was he had to know the last day of All-Star Weekend, he was hosting a party, which he had to end up canceling out of. Now, VH1, who was getting ready to do some more business with him on a six-figure deal, now they're thinking about pulling their deal away because he was supposed to do, I'm not really sure about what.
My thing is, he was the victim. So you would think, normally networks have empathy for the victim where it's like, oh, this will be the time because people are empathetic for him. We got to get the ratings.
Right.
So
yeah, but you know what?
The reason just not to fuck with him, period.
VH1 seen all the sideways bullshit he was pulling on the show, so they was like, you know what? We understand why she whooped your ass, nigga. We good with you. We good.
And there, your take on your boy?
I don't have nothing to say. I'm done. Ray J ass, nothing. He needs to just go hide away for a minute and be
with
her. He needs to mature.
Where's Sonya with that S curl?
She
needs to be
Sonya
in there and
with
say
that
something.
S curl, getting shit in order and shit. Where the fuck is she?
we have to talk about this really quickly. Speaking of Ray J and Floyd Mayweather, it is finally set. Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao are finally going to fight.
Finally.
May 2nd. In Las Vegas, they said the fight could gross $400 million.
Floyd better beat his ass after all this bullshit. I know that.
Right, I know that.
After all that, and they right now, I know it's a little too far away from the fight, but if you ask you for a prediction right now with Mayweather and Pacquiao, what would be your prediction? Who would win that fight?
I'm going to say, and y'all going to be surprised, I'm going to say Pacquiao going to beat his ass.
Oh, God.
Because Pacquiao wanted this fight so long that his ass has been practicing this whole time. I'm telling y'all.
He's been practicing. Training. What?
He's been training, practicing. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Ari good?
People will probably say that I'm biased to this, but I got to go with Floyd.
Gosh, I wonder why.
Like I said, people don't say I'm biased, but I will be real and say that it is going to be a rumble. So it's not going to be like all these other fights. So I'm going to give it to Floyd, but I don't. It's gonna be a fight. Like, they're gonna go blow for blow, pound for pound, and I think it's gonna come down to like somebody looking at the judges crazy, but I think it's gonna go to Floyd.
Floyd's gonna get his ass whooped.
Miss OT.
Well, personally, I think Floyd is gonna make sure he wins because it took his ass so fucking long to read the fucking contract. So I'm pretty sure he's gonna make sure he come out on top after all that bullshit.
Ah.
He know he
with
came
the
out. Word up. It's always going to be like that. Until his ass can produce a hooked on phonics certificate for my ass, I'm going to always make fun of him for not being able to conduct his speech.
And like I said before, I had two different predictions for fight. I said if this fight took place this year, I think Floyd, I have said in the past too many times, you know how sometimes you cry wolf and you got to be made a believer? I've said too many times in the past that Floyd Mayweather is going to lose. I thought he was going to lose with Sugar Shane Mosley. I said he's going to lose to Miguel Cotto. And every single time, so I'm like this, until I see it, I'm not going to believe it. And I believe that if this fight took place next year when Floyd was turning 40, I believe Manny Pacquiao would beat him. But this year, May 2nd, Floyd picked the date. Floyd's been training. He's already been in training for this date. Mm-hmm. So he's already got it because he wanted to fight on this date. This is the date that was picked. And
wait,
I'm sorry. I just don't see this dude beating him. Manny Pacquiao, to me, since 2009, he's knocked out nobody. He knocked everybody out before 2009. He has no knockout since 2009. He's getting older. I believe. Yeah, right. He's starting to get a little slower. He's starting to slow down a little. And so is Floyd. Like, Floyd's last fight wasn't looking like all his other fights. I mean, Father Time is undefeated. You get old. In boxing, you can get old in one night. I mean, so
word.
I believe that until I see it, and if this fight takes place this year, I believe Floyd wins the fight. I don't think Manny Pacquiao can beat him. If they fought it another time, if Floyd was another year older, then I would probably say Manny Pacquiao. So that, like I said, $400 million, the tickets I'm hearing, is gonna, the pay-per-view tickets I'm hearing is going to be out $99.99. So find one of your friends that got in his house and say, I'll give you 10 bucks. You know, collect 10 bucks.
You know, niggas will still say that's too fucking much. Like, damn, nigga, I got to pay $10, though?
Exactly. So $400 million for it. So we'll check in on that a little later when it gets closer to the fight. Endale, what's a good indie artist for this month? What's one of our indie artist spotlights?
Well, let's play our commercial for the week. Our announcement.
Okay.
But we do have great artists. I like, what's her name? What is our artist? Supernova.
Supernova.
No, I don't have to list in front of me. But we could play Nuria. We could play Carla Page.
Okay, we're going to go into Carla Page. We're going to do the Dollhouse announcements. We're going to go into Carla Page. And then we'll come right back with the rest of Hot Show. This is Hot Show, the Dollhouse Radio.
Yay!
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest porn, entertainment, and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music and video submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters, looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, DollhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Alana Evans, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Dennis Good, and Mila J. Cooking with Miss Brooks has a new name. It is now Sammy's Cocktail Hour, hosted by the sexiest chef in town, Sammy Brooks, airing live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can also catch Sammy on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Webcamming with Sammy and Sage for all you webcam lovers and ladies interested in getting into webcamming. Also coming soon, look for former porn star legend Janet Jackney to join the cast of one of our shows. And catch former porn star and the 2015 AVN Hall of Fame inductee Alana Evans as the new co-host of Benchwarmers Live, airing every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Coming this spring, Sexy and Biz returns with former adult film star Imani Rose, Launchpad Radio returns hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Yes, thank you for those announcements. Of course, it's Dollhouse Radio, Hot Sugar, Heaven Hollywood, Ari Good, of course, and Dea Morrell, and Miss O.D.
Heaven, I want to say something real quick because I didn't get to say it when Ari wasn't here for the anniversary. When you was playing those announcements, and made me think about this, and not to get sentimental, but I want to tell Ari, because it's like my sister, that I appreciate everything, because if it wasn't for me, Ari, Jack, and Jay White, we started Dollhouse Radio, and we wouldn't have these 17 shows. And I'm just super happy, and I want to say that you are a part of this, and you are a part of what we're doing, Ari. And I appreciate you, so I love you, sister.
Oh, I love you too, baby cake.
Aww. Yay. No, what a mess.
I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, oh my God, I remember like the beginning of Dollhouse days, and it was funny as hell. Do we still have some of those old clips?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God! And you know who the funniest episode that still to no? Excuse me. Two funniest episodes from the OG Dollhouse days were Brian Pumper and when Rob came on.
Oh God! And
you remember that?
You touched the line and he started with me.
Yes. And then the second was when you sat there and argued with the fucking twerk team. Live on the air.
Oh, yeah, the twerking, right.
And now I think one of those girls is dead, so, I mean, I wonder if it was the one you were twerking.
They got mad because I said that they were twerking in front of the Walmart in Atlanta. So
and they were, though.
I said that they're going to have a parent twerking live at the Walmart on Old National.
What did you say, nigga? What did you say, nigga?
Oh God, it was funny as hell. But yes, no, I love you too, and I'm so happy for what Dollhouse has evolved into. So it's awesome. I'm very happy.
Yay!
I'm very happy too. Now, and Dea, real quickly, what do we have, Miss Carla Page, on the? Okay, what the usual? That's the joint.
Yeah, the usual.
Let's go on the usual real quick.
Supernova is her single right now.
Carla Page's single.
Yeah. Uh huh. But you can play the usual. That's fine. Too.
I'm gonna play the usual.
Okay.
I like that joint. All right, we're gonna go into Carla Page's usual, then we'll come back and finish up with some phone calls.
Okay.
This is Dollhouse Radio, Hot Sugar. Good evening.
Hello. You got one girl here, another girl there. One girl calling you, one all down your throat. Talking about how she loves you so. Another one talking about how she miss you. Another one saying she can kiss you better than me and all these other girls in the world. So, should you keep me? Should you chase them? Cause they got so much to offer, tell me what I wanna hear.
I'm just joking. There's a little bit of truth, okay?
Come on. Just come on and make your point, and let's keep it moving. 305 area code, you're on Hot Sugar.
Yeah, nobody
want
to hear no long, drown-out answer.
For real? You can talk to me? This is Cobra.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be honest. Hey, honey, how you doing? But here's the thing. I'm going to say one. I can give a damn about Amber Rose or Chloe, because that's pretty rare. One house was built on being a tramp. Another house is trying to be built on being a tramp. So let's let it go.
True.
That's number two. Number two, Manny Pacquiao have not knocked out anybody since 2009. You know why? Y'all remember seeing Rocky? He been in the basement training, beating up statues of Floyd. He saving up that one big ass hit to knock his damn head off.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
He been waiting and waiting. And I, like you said, the last fight he was in, he didn't look. Quickness go away with age. Power you can constantly feel. And his little mini mean brother got his ass whipped by a power dude.
Who's mini me? Floyd?
Yes, Floyd. Remember that little dude that wanted to imitate him?
Oh, I was lost happy his belt. He got beat up. Oh, that was
got his ass whipped by
a
power
dude.
Yeah,
he got knocked out by the guy that Floyd just beat up twice.
Exactly.
So, but I'm glad that he knocked his. I'm glad he cleaned his clock.
Because he was a little asshole. He was. He wanted to beat Floyd, and then he got the accolade to be there.
Right.
But here's the thing. Pacquiao wants the money. Pacquiao been wanting his ass. And Floyd been running from this guy. It's not a point he was like, it's not something wrong with the contract. You want to bring up, he won't take a blood test. For real, man? All y'all on shit. So let's be real.
A lot of people say that about boxing, you know, especially through the last year since there's been, you know, since pretty much that turnover on boxing. You know, boxing to me pretty much the last 10 years has been pretty boring. you know, I really got, you know, I really did not, I stopped paying attention to boxing because of, you know, what was going down. So right now, the only fights that I've actually watched in boxing are Pacquiao and Mayweather fights. Like, I don't really pay no attention to anybody else.
See, and the thing about it is, both of them, Mayweather's a technical fighter. He's going to win on points. Now, if the thing about it is this going to be a point thing and he just hit, and run? I get at the Mayweather always. That's how he wins.
Right.
But if Pacquiao trapped that ass and he's going to have to fight, oh, he's going to get his ass whooped.
Well, that's what he's going to have to do. He's going to have to, like I said, but, you know, and the reason why I said that is because it's easy to say, you know, to win a lot on all, you got to pick six numbers. It's only just six numbers. It's easy to say that. And I'm sure everyone has said, all you got to do is trap him. But he's hard for them to trap.
But the thing about it, the legs ain't looking the same no more. He ain't got that speed like he used to be.
Like I said, that's something where I'm going with. You know, like I said, there's going to be some people that said Floyd's going to win. There's going to be some people that say Pacquiao's going to win. Right now, Floyd, I believe, is 7-1 odds right now in Vegas. Of course, those odds go up or down. Floyd is favored to win right now. But like I said, it's just something I have to see. I just got to see to believe it.
I'm going to say this. My odds on Princess. Put Princess in the ring with Mayweather, should knock that ass out because you saw what he did to Ray J. I mean, broke some ribs to a tenant. He broke ribs to a tenant. She did.
Poor Ray J.
She fatality him. Fatality.
Cobra's crazy. Cobra, man.
Bye, y'all. I'm gone.
Oh, my God. This is Hot Sugar. Dollhouse Radio, 646-595-4038. All these people, no, none of y'all got your hands up. I can't go to you if you don't have your hands up.
You're not answering the phones if you don't raise your hand.
All right, 352, you're on Hot Sugar with the cast.
Welcome back, Heaven, Hollywood, Ari.
Thank you, sir.
Good, and India Morrell.
And Miss OD. Thank you, hi.
Yeah, don't forget Miss OD, Joseph.
Yes, and welcome back, Miss OD. Tried to listen to your old show last Saturday, but I couldn't hear anything.
We was off for Valentine's Day, Joseph.
Yeah, everybody was
no
fucking Joseph, so that was...
Yeah, what was that
sex? No problem. I hope you all had a great Valentine's
Day. Except Ari wasn't giving nothing up, but that's another story.
Listen.
Just wanted to welcome you back and to remind you, Heaven, Ari Good, and Ms. OB to please be sure to listen to my favorite girl, India Morrell's Amp City show on Monday. Get off the chain.
You got your personal promoter here.
Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome, India. this might be my last listening to y'all show until March. I'll be heading out of town. But I'll make sure to listen to one more Bam City Monday night, India. So.
Oh, well, we're going to miss you on your little vacation.
Don't worry,
make
I'll
sure
be back.
Make sure you wear your jacket. Put your jacket on. Put your gloves and your scarf, okay?
Stay warm, Joseph.
Don't drop nothing.
One more thing before I sign off. This is mainly for you, Heaven, Hollywood, Ari Good,
yes,
and Miss OB, because I already discussed this with India on her Bam City show. Visit the Windy City of Chicago or heard about it being haunted mainly by those who of the Northside Irish gang who were victims of the St. Valentine's Day massacre planned by the Southside gang led by Al Capone. Or have
no,
you
I didn't.
Seen any?
No, I definitely, Miss O.D., you can probably answer that. I haven't been there lately, so I definitely don't know anything about that. But I mean, that is that something that's taking place just in Chicago? They are a Chicago-based gang?
It happened in Chicago in the 1920s. But also, there was also another report that some sickos tried to pull the same massacre again this year, only in Canada. But
I gotta watch out.
It's kind of shocking because I didn't think it would happen again until they mentioned it on the news.
Well, we want to thank you for that information, Joe. That's good information. I'll take because I go to Canada a lot. I don't need none of that stuff happening with me.
I'm pretty scary with that, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. You're already dealing with a lot when you're going out to another town. You're on other people's turf, and people be talking about some, you know, Canada. What happens in Canada? Listen, if you are a grown man, you can't beat, if you are a grown man and weigh 300 pounds, you can't beat 50 midgets. You can't beat 20 midgets. If you on another person's turf, if you go to Canada and you are from New York and you go to Canada and there's a crew of Canadians, you're going to be a bitch because them crews of Canadians are going to fuck you up. You're not on your turf, so it don't matter where you are. You know, if you in somebody else's hood, you are a visitor, and you better play your role. I don't care how hard you're
from. Don't nobody give
from.
A shit that you come from the city that never sleeps, nigga. Sleep. That's lay down.
Right.
Take a nap.
Lay down.
It is okay.
646-595-4038. And Dea, do you have any sheets of talking this week? Do you have any porn?
The sheets are talking. Yes, they are. I got some gossip. Everybody already know about this because I've seen it on TMZ. But Nikki, Ben, and what's the other chick name? The other white girl we
the
all
one who said she retired, Lisa Ann.
Yes, Lisa Ann, we're getting into it because Lisa Ann crazy ass saying that Nikki Ben is stalking her and she threatened her life on Twitter. Now, I know Nikki Ben, she's one of my friends. Nikki is one of my friends, and I love her, and I'm not defending her just because I know her. But nobody's going to send a death threat on Twitter. I know Nikki's not that crazy. But she said she had to get a restraining order.
I saw that.
Order
she got a real restraining order against her.
She got a
that's
real
crazy.
Restraining order.
You know what it is? Lisa, I think she's been playing Sarah Palin too long. That shit's rubbing off because that bitch is crazy
too.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Everybody's freaking out.
I did see that.
Losing it.
Yeah, please, Lisa Ann, retire. Look, you said you retired. Why do you Why do you have a order of protection against an active porn star? You're supposed to be retired.
Right.
Go somewhere.
Right.
Go do your sports or whatever the hell you call yourself doing. You know, because if you're gonna be retired, retire. Also,
why
I want to shout out.
Why do some porn stars that retire still want to be around? It's like, bitch, why did you retire? If you still want to be in
the
light of that, then you should have not retired.
Go sit your ass down somewhere.
It's the same thing Jay-Z did. Didn't he retire like 18 times, but he kept dropping fucking mixtapes? And nigga was like, nigga, just come out.
Right.
And I want to shout out my girl. I want to shout out my girl, Cytheria, who unfortunately, Cytheria was a adult film star. Her home was invaded. She got, and they have the picture of the three black dudes. They broke into her house in Las Vegas when her family was there as well, and they held them at gunpoint, and she got raped four times.
Oh my God!
Wow.
No.
Yeah, Cytheria. I was looking at the the article, and it was these four teenagers. I think they were 16. Two of them were 17. One was 18. Broke into their house at night, and held her at gunpoint. They all had guns, and they all said they saw her. They watched her clips, and they all took turns raping her.
You know what? And when I found they ass, I will beat they ass. Don't take them to jail. I want to beat they ass. That's what I want to do. Because that is wrong. That is wrong. How dare you?
Yep. Matter of fact, here is the idea. There's the Las Vegas judge, comment, having ordered teen suspects Kamari Rainey, Edward London, and Casey Franks, 18, 17, and 16.
But you know what shows me, which shows that there's some kind of mental illness there? Because in a group of your peers and plot something out like that, at what point did nobody say, wait, what the fuck are we talking about here? I'm sorry.
That's
what?
Right. That's
I mean, there
right.
have been times where I've been with my friends, and it would be like 4:30 in the morning, and somebody's like, oh, let's make a liquor store run. And I'm like, wait, are we serious? Are we, what?
Sorry.
Right. And that's the fucking liquor store. Fuck home invasion, rape, and almost attempted murder.
No,
and really
right,
quickly, because
right.
we're up against the time, the attacks and robbery began about 7:30. Damn, they on some early shit. Well, they're young. They had to go home and go to bed. The attacks and robbery began about 7:30 p.m. when four male teens kicked in the door of the home in southwest Las Vegas Valley, grabbed the male victim, who I believe to be Cytheria's husband, forced him to the floor and pointed a gun at his head. As some of
and
the men began...
And was there while all of this was going down?
Yeah. Began ransacking the house.
That marriage will never be the same. That marriage will never be the same.
Held a knife to the victim. So they had a gun. They had guns and knives. Had a knife to the victim. An adult woman, which was Cytheria, who was sleeping upstairs, was awakened by the loud crashes and noise. And one of the assailants pushed through the door in her bedroom, pointed a gun at her head. He repeatedly questioned her, "Where's the safe, bitch? Where's the money? Where's the gold?" The man then walked down the hallway to the children's bedroom. In that bedroom, he confronted another woman who was sleeping with two children. And after demanding to know where he would find the valuables, he ordered her to keep the children in the room, or they would all be killed. And then after taking valuables from the bedroom, the man returned to the other adult room, which was Cytheria's room, forced into her bedroom, pulled her clothes off, and began raping her. She begged him not to rape her. She told police he choked as he raped her. Another suspect entered the room and demanded the same, that she perform oral sex on him. A third suspect came
to the
room.
I would have
beat
the shit out of his dick. I would have fucking beat the shit out of him.
That's what I'm saying.
What? I would have beat
the
fuck
suspect
out of you,
then, yeah, that's crazy. Came in the room and he raped her as she begged him to stop crying
and
screaming.
Let me tell you something. I know that's your friend, Heaven, but when you pull a gun on me and you threaten me, you better make sure you pull it. Because that's what it is. Because guess what? From now on, I don't care if you go to jail or not, I'm going to be looking for you. So, see you when I see you. You better make sure you pull it. Because I don't play that. You pull out a gun, you better pull it. You better shoot
it. That's crazy. Moments later, another assailant who appeared to be the group's leader ordered the men out of the room. Saying this is not what we're here for.
I hope they get their ass kicked in jail. I hope they get their ass kicked. They gonna get kicked. They gonna get their ass kicked and raped probably. Your ass is gonna be throw up in jail because karma is a bitch.
Mm-hmm. And they did this in Las Vegas Valley, which is majority white, and she's a white porn star, and they have three black kids. Yeah, they ain't gonna see freedom for a long time.
Oh gosh.
Time.
Okay.
I
don't wish
well,
bad
that's
on
it,
anybody.
Guys. Yeah, you won't see it for a long time. We'll make sure that we get to the callers that were on the line. I'm gonna knock down your number. Make sure we get to the callers that are on the line. I think that's gonna be the new thing I do. Any callers that we couldn't get to because it is an hour and we have a lot to cover. We still didn't get a chance to talk about Jay-Z's another paternity claim. I believe that's like 20 paternity claims on Jay-Z, which we know nothing will become of it.
He needs to go on a Maury Povich show. Just get it out the way.
So, other than that, we'll be back next week, 11 p.m. I want to thank Ari, Miss O.D.
Thank you.
Thank myself, of course.
Bless you. You know what the funny thing about, real quick, though, about these paternity claims? For me, if I was Beyonce, and there's some truth to some of these fucking things, not the fact that you're cheating on me, but, nigga, the fact that you're going raw, we have nothing to discuss.
Oh, God.
No, but allegedly, that boy is supposed to be way before Beyonce even came about, which is fine. You've had a pass. But stop being such a pussy. Take the fucking paternity test.
Right.
Because now you look like a deadbeat who don't want to take care of his fucking responsibility. Yeah. Is basically what it looked like. What's the harm in you finding out if that's your seat or not?
Exactly. Why are you hiding for it?
Because then he paid off a chick in the islands, too, and this was like,
years
before Beyonce.
Yeah, that,
he paid
her
off, so then that way it's like, I paid you off, you and your kid don't ever come in my life again. But, yeah, I think, you know what it is? He was like the Manchurian candidate, so it was like everything has to maintain perfect. Jay-Z can't have children that fought Blue Ivy and all this other bullshit. Whatever.
Oh, my goodness. We'll get into it.
Because I've seen a picture of that boy who's supposed to be his son, and he kind of looked like that nigga. I'm sorry.
Yes, he
does.
The son looked like him. The boy looked like him. They all look like him.
Yeah, he got them dominant lips, nigga. You
hell,
can't get rid of
that. I'm just kidding. Next week, we'll be back with more stuff. As you know, craziness happens every week for the Hot Sugar. If you want to get the tea, got to stir the sugar first. So this Hot Sugar. We'll see y'all next week, everybody. Peace.
Yes. Come on, porn stars. Give us some drama. We need some drama next week. Okay, bye.
Night-night.
Bye.